Most of the miners who were trapped at Sago Mine were veterans of the coal industry, though some were just beginning to make their living underground. The miner who survived is Randall McCloy, and at 27 he is one of the young men of the group. He is at a hospital in Morgantown, West Virginia, in critical condition. He has a collapsed lung and is suffering from dehydration.
While people pull for Randall McCloy's recovery, there is grief for the loss of the other 12 miners. Their bodies were found huddled together behind a fabric barrier designed to protect against carbon monoxide. Here's a bit about who they were, as we've learned from the Associated Press and our reporters and staff. There is one name we still don't know.
Alva Martin Bennett was 50 years old. He went by Marty. He was from Buckhannon, West Virginia. He loved the outdoors, four-wheeling and camping, and he also loved to dig for ramps, a sort of wild leak with mythical status in West Virginia.
Jim Bennett from the town of Philippi was 61. He had planned to retire this year. His half-brother says he loved the mines, but he would pray daily for the workers who were heading underground.
Jerry Groves was a lifelong miner, like his father and grandfather. He lived in Cleveland, West Virginia, and at age 57 was hoping to retire soon. He's survived by his wife and two adult children.
George Hamner Jr. lived on several acres with his wife and daughter in Gladefork. Hamner had worked in coal mines for some 30 years, but he'd been in and out of the business because of his weight. Gastric bypass surgery recently helped him lose more than 170 pounds, and he was glad to get back to mining.
George Hamner's niece, Melissa Currents, says he had a lot of friends who worked at the mine. In their off time, they sometimes went sport fishing and often hunted on his property.
Several of his friends would come down, and they would camp all week in this army-like tent and go hunting and, you know, eat together and camp together. They just made a week of it.
George Hamner was 51.
Terry Helms also worked in mines for more than 30 years. He knew the dangers, and he wouldn't let his son follow in his footsteps. Nick Helms says his father didn't talk much about his work because he didn't want them to worry. Terry Helms was 50, and he was engaged to be married.
David Lewis's family owns a dairy farm, but he worked at the mine so he could be home in the evenings with his three daughters while his wife went to graduate school. David Lewis was 28 years old.
Martin Toler was a mine foreman, a miner most of his life. He was 50. His son, Chris Toler, had worked with him at a different mine until recently when Chris was laid off.
Fred Ware Jr. of Tallmansville, West Virginia, was planning to be married on Valentine's Day. He was 59, and his fiancée, Loretta Abel, says Fred always thought he would die in a mine.
Jack Weaver was 52. He was also from Philippi. He survived by an adult daughter and an 11-year-old son, as well as his wife, who works for Freedom Bank.
And Marshall Winans from Talbot, West Virginia, was 49. He was not the only one in his family to lose his life in an industrial accident. His brother died working on a natural gas rig. His mother told NPR's Day to Day program that her other sons have dangerous jobs, too.
One works on a strip job running a dozer. And the other one works for J.F. Allen, a rock quarry, and works on the road job. Anything you go at is dangerous.
Helen Winans says that she'll do now what she did when her other son died. Life goes on, she says. You cope with it.